From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Coming up, the Supreme Court considers a major drug sentencing case. But first, a jury in New York has delivered a strong verdict against one of the National Basketball Association's biggest names. The panel has found that New York Knicks coach Isaiah Thomas sexually harassed a top team executive. Chris Mannix is a writer for Sports Illustrated and SI.com. He's been following the story. He joins me now. Chris, welcome.
How you doing?
So give me the specifics briefly of what happened.
Well, the jury found Isaiah Thomas and Madison Square Garden liable for sexual harassment, which basically, you know, in layman terms, mean they were guilty of the actions of the allegations that Nuka Brown Sanders brought against them. So the judge found earlier that Isaiah Thomas will not have to pay any money to Nuka Brown Sanders, but he will decide later on today exactly how much money Madison Square Garden will have to pay her.
So she's a mother of three, said that she was verbally abused, verbally harassed. Let's talk about what this means for Isaiah. He came to town, jumped into the fire of New York expectations. Those haven't necessarily been met. What do you expect will happen to him, not just in the courts, but in terms of his relationship to his team?
Well, he jumped into the fire and promptly burned. I mean, that's basically the only way you can put it. I really think that no matter what the result of this trial, and obviously he was found liable for the sexual harassment, I don't think anything is going to happen to him. James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks, has long had a fascination with this guy ever since he hired him in 2003. He's really behind him all the way as far as what he does both on and off the court. So Isaiah Thomas will not lose his job. From talking to some league sources this morning, the understanding is that because this is a civil trial and not a criminal complaint, they are not going to suspend Isaiah Thomas. They are unlikely to impose any kind of sanctions whatsoever. So it seems that once this trial ends, Isaiah Thomas will not have to deal with this anymore. The important thing to note, though, is that the Knicks are going to appeal this verdict, and I'm told that could take anywhere from 9 months to 2 years. So we are far from at the end of this trial.
Do you think this is going to have any impact on the bottom line of the Garden?
Not exactly. I mean, not really. I mean, Cablevision, you know, which owns the Garden and is part of that whole entity, is too big and too powerful. And the idea that James Dolan could have settled this lawsuit out of court for $3 or $4 million just goes to show that he's not afraid to lose $10 million. He's not afraid to use his team as a pawn, I guess, in a situation like this. So I don't think this will have too much of an impact. In a matter of 6 months to a year, it probably will go away.
How does this case impact the career paths of women who want to work in sports? There were classic battles over whether female reporters could go into locker rooms, for example. We're talking here about a different context also in the sports industry. Does this say anything about whether or not women can make it or are given opportunities to make it?
Well, I think this is almost a landmark case in the fact that, you know, a judge and jury decided that the way that men talk to women in the workplace will not be tolerated if it's inappropriate. I think that it can only be a positive. I think in the long term that, you know, other employees of sports and otherwise, but particularly in the National Basketball Association, where there aren't too many female executives, and Nuka Brown Sanders was one of the most high-ranking female African-American executives in all of pro sports. The fact that, you know, she was mistreated, she brought this matter in front of a jury, and they decided in favor of her. I think that can only be a positive for female executives in the future.
Well, Chris, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Chris Mannix is a writer for Sports Illustrated and SI.com.